I'm Rona Tarrant. Three Americans released by North Korea on Wednesday have thanked President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for securing their freedom. The three men had been jailed for anti-state activities and placed in labor camps in North Korea. The White House said that they'd been freed as a gesture of goodwill ahead of the planned meeting between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump said the venue for the talks would be announced within 3 days. The first hearing in a trial against the former president of the Vatican Bank and his lawyer took place yesterday. 78-year-old Angelo Calloia was president of the Institute of Religious Works from 1989 to 2009. He's accused, along with his lawyer, of having embezzled money from Vatican real estate sales by selling properties below market rates while allegedly making off-paper agreements for higher amounts to keep the difference. The amount embezzled is estimated to be $68 million. Catholic bishops in Burundi have criticised an upcoming referendum on constitutional reform, warning that voters will be too afraid to express their views. If passed on May 17, the proposal would enable the country's president to remain in office until 2034. The bishops warned that people are living in fear and don't say what they think for fear of reprisals. They called on the government to reconsider the reforms. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced that it will end its relationship with the Boy Scouts of America. The decision marks the end of a 105-year tradition that stated that any boy of a Mormon congregation automatically became a Boy Scout member. The Mormon Church said it hopes to create its own global youth program. The partnership will conclude at the end of 2019. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.